the book Romans, part 35. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yakwashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one which is not available in any bookshops in the world. Even Amazon books do not have it in stock. I have a couple of copies available. Should you be interested, you can contact me to find out what's the price. It's the best Hebrew stroke English Bible you will ever lay your hands on. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, is +27 international code for South Africa, and the number is 0722-367-124. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different, notifications of all the different studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, pen and paper ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any of the following groups: any Messianic groups, Israel Vision Group, the Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement, the Yom Movement. We're not part of Jehovah's Witness or the Seventh-day Adventist. We do not belong to any Protestant church or any denominational group in the world. Why not? We are only a Bible study group functioning throughout the world. We do not have, we don't have churches where people can attend on a Sunday or whenever. We do Bible study whenever you feel like it. The moment you eat when you are hungry, this is actually what it comes to. The moment that you have a desire for the revelation word, you take one of the studies, there is about 3,600 videos, that's in Afrikaans and English together. You can take anyone and you can start one of the studies. So we are an end time Bible study group, and we are functioning in the revelation names. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. I just want to start because there is such a great word and revelation in it. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We have to continue where we left off yesterday. We're busy with the book Romans, chapter 2. And yesterday, the last part of it, we were talking about faith. Any person that we, those that are unsaved, where they are judged by their minds. They are judged by the law that they believe in. And for us who is believing in grace, we live in grace. Daily, as I said, we live in grace. So grace is judging us on a daily basis. As I said, Monday or Tuesday, we are not waiting for a white throne judgment and then we're going to appear before the white throne, and well, the moment that I die, I'm going to stand before God, as they call him, and he will judge me of every word and deed. No. We are through that already while we are on the earth here. We are redeemed by his blood, the blood of Yahushua. Well, otherwise, there's no redemption in the blood of Yahushua. He gives us his grace He's promised us His grace. We are led and guided by His grace through the Ruach HaKodesh. So why must we appear before a white throne judgment? That's church theology. Jokma, they need to keep you under a yoke of bondage under church laws, to always be burdened in carrying different laws. He says, behold, thou art called a Jew. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and retest or boast in the law. For you who are called a Jew, a Hebrew person, when you boast in what? They don't boast in the revelation blood of Yahushua. They boast in the 613 laws of Moses. And still they maketh the boast of Yahweh Almighty, which is God. For us, who function through the revelation blood of Yahushua and the New Testament, when we boast, wherein do we boast? Not the 613 laws of Moses. We teach and preach the gospel of salvation through the blood of Yahushua, the redemption blood. Why? Because this is what the New Testament teaches us. We don't have a little lamb that we offer once a year, or a pair of doves, or whatever. We don't function under that law. Did you know that the Orthodox Jews, in the last 2,000 years, has never had a temple, since Emperor Titus burned down the temple 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem? Up till today, in 2026, there's never been a temple with a high priest, with sacrifice that's happening daily and yearly. Yes, they now say they're waiting to build a third temple, which is actually a fifth temple, which is actually the sixth temple. But it's not built. It's not there. So how did they got, I'm talking about the Orthodox Jews, how did they receive forgiveness for their sins through the 613 laws of Moses the last more than 2,000 years? How? Did you know, even since 570 years before the birth of Yahushua, the Hebrew people, after coming out of bondage under King Nebuchadnezzar, they were captured, taken into bondage under the Babylon law and rulership of King Nebuchadnezzar. There was no Ark of the Covenant. They didn't. King Nebuchadnezzar didn't took it with him. The Hebrew priest and the sons hide it. The priest sons hide it under the temple, the first temple of Solomon. So when King Nebuchadnezzar came to the temple, which he broke down, he didn't find the Ark of the Covenant. It was gone. When they rebuilt the temple again, in the last part of Israel's captivity of the 70 years, in the book of Esther and Nehemiah, when they rebuilt the temple again on the same foundation, they never found the Ark of the Covenant. So what did they use for redemption according to the 613 laws of Moses? Because they reinstated the laws of the high priest, the sacrificial laws of the high priest, everything. But there was no Ark of the Covenant. When Yahushua died on the cross and says that the veil torn from the top to the bottom open, Josephus, who was the scribe, the Hebrew scribe, He surely would have first written about the Ark of the Covenant. It torn open, no Ark of the Covenant. Up till today, they never found the Ark of the Covenant. Now they said they're going to make one from fiberglass and coat it in gold. And it's not the same thing. Where do they find the original Torah and the stuff of Moses and the manna? I'm just asking. The things that brought the anointing of Yahweh Almighty into the temple through the Ark of the Covenant, the two cherubs. They can build other cherubs, but he's not going to have the anointing. Yahweh's not going to come down in a cloud and thunder. He's not coming down. Why? Because there's no Ark of the Covenant. So what do they do? Behold, they are called a Jew, and they resist or boast in the law, but they don't have the Ark of the Covenant. In the last 2,000 years, there was nothing that the Orthodox Jews could obtain their religion as it was, carried on with it. They couldn't, because after Israel came from Babylon, they lived a lie. The high priest and the high priest's sons, they lived a lie. And that's why Yahweh has provided for Emperor Titus, the Roman emperor, to burn down the temple. Because they were living a lie. The Israelites that didn't die in the war, there was 9 months, they kept them hostage. And then they broke the walls, the Romans, the soldiers. And the Jews that were still alive, they were exported, they were sold in Europe, they married in under other nations. They became part of a Gentile nation. And then in 1948, they suddenly returned to Israel. And there were all the ancient Hebrew people. No, it's impossible. Where's the Ark of the Covenant? Oh, it's in Ethiopia, in a little church there. I've seen the documentary 3 times. It's a little Roman Catholic church. It's not even a Hebrew church or a Jewish church. The priest that is looking after that Ark of the Covenant is a Catholic. It's not even an Orthodox Jew. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they have a Catholic that's looking after. There's no Ark of the Covenant. There's nothing. That's why they wouldn't show anything to the news agency who made the videos of following the Ark of the Covenant. You want to become the richest person in the world? Find the Ark of the Covenant. And that's why the Muslim people won't allow Israel to build on the Dome of the Rock, on that area there, table, on the mount, on the holy mount. Because they know if there's even a small temple, they can go down and they can look for in the tunnels underneath the Dome of the Rock. They will start looking for the Ark of the Covenant. But in the meantime, there's nothing, but they want to start. They now have a high priest that's going to start doing sacrifice. He hasn't, up till now. So they want to reinstate the 613 laws and the ash of the red heifer, and. He says here, Romans 2:7, behold, thou art called a Jew, and retest or boast in the law, and make us the boast of Yahweh Almighty, which is God, and knowest his will. Look in your Bible, 6:11. His, that should be a capital H. And knowest his will, that's Yahweh's will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. They are to be instructed out of the law. That was in the Old Testament time. Through the grace blood of Yahushua, not knowing which to follow, the 613 laws of Moses, that's the Old Testament, or the redemption blood of Yahushua, the New Testament of Christ. And this is the problem with these people seeking a third temple. They want to partly live as messianic people, messianic people. One foot in the New Testament, one foot in the Old Testament. You can't live like that. It's either or. Go read what the Bible says in Galatians 5 verse 1 to 20. Especially the first 5 first verses. Galatians 5 verse 1 to 20. Take a seat belt or two with you, because you're going to fall out of your chair. He says you still want to live under the laws of Moses, the 613 laws of Moses. You are still living in your sin. You have departed from the grace of Yahushua. Go read it for yourself. Hallelujah. And so we have come to the end of this week. I just thank Yahweh for the revelation word every day, and the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh on the word. Let's be a testimony unto a lost world. Live the word and be the word. Be the revelation word. Let people see Yahushua in you. If it's Father's will, then we will see each other next Monday. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.